Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While tax filing deadlines are pretty much done for 2024, our next guest says that while taxes are still fresh on your mind, now is a good time to plan for 2025, especially if you are self-employed, which is where he sees a lot of people miss out on tax-saving opportunities. Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and we've got him on the phone from Charleston, South Carolina. Doug, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I'm glad to be back.
So we have a different topic for you today than you normally have for us because you're one of our resident prognosticators. No predictions today for the financial markets?
Well, I'm happy to prognosticate all the time, Mike, so thanks for asking. The market has been on a tremendous tear this year, right? Just incredible. But a little bit of a soft patch here in April. It's a very normal thing to see, this being one that's way overdue. We think that it might have more legs before it gets straightened out, but I think this is going to be a buyable pullback. I'm not sure when, but I think this is a dip that you're going to want to buy into. That would be my short prognostication.
Well, it sounds like good news. So basically, don't worry about things right now. Just stick with the plan.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk taxes. So you see a lot of self-employed people missing out on tax-saving opportunities.
Well, I'm self-employed. I think the famous Mike Switzer might be self-employed. And as self-employed folks, we pay some extra taxes. That 7.65% that is normally paid by your employer is paid by us as self-employed people. So you got the normal rate of income tax that everybody has, plus another 7.65 because we're self-employed. This interview, I wanted to kind of talk specifically about the people that are in the dual situation, right, where you're an employee and you're self-employed. You know, maybe you're a college professor, and on the outside, you do consulting work. If that's the case, most people fully fund their employer-sponsored plan, right? The 403B or the 401K, whatever it may be. And for 2024, that's $23,000 as an employee. And then you can put another $1,000 in if you're over 50. Most people think that when you hit that maximum, you're done, but you're not. There's another side of the equation because you're self-employed, at least in that second job. So you're also the employer. And when you're the employer, you have a very large additional ability to contribute pre-tax dollars. And the most common plan I see that folks start out with is a SEP, Simplified Employee Pension Plan. Now that one lets you put in, as an employer, up to 25% of your self-employed compensation, up to $69,000. But then there's another level. If you have a large amount, and by large, I mean hundreds of thousands of dollars of income as a self-employed person, there is another level of the plan. And that is to kind of completely change from a 401k style plan or a SEP plan to a kind of plan that is defined by the benefit that it's going to pay someday in the future. Because when you change the equation to a defined benefit plan, your contribution allowances go up massively. We have self-employed folks that put $104,000 in to their personal defined benefit plan each year, all of it pre-tax. So those are your listeners that have large amounts of self-employment income, even if they're an employee, maxing out on the $24,000 they can put in as an employee. As an employer, what they have on the outside, they can potentially put in a whole bunch more pre-tax and put a real dent in that huge amount of self-employment taxes that many of us have to pay.
Okay, so for those of you out there who are thinking about next year's taxes already, it sounds like spring of this year is a good time to start planning and maybe implement something along these lines if you haven't already. Doug, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss a show by signing up for our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.